Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are on the Dr. Alsette Show. Join the discussion or ask your questions by calling in at 347-826-7901 or jump online in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DRAUSET. Every Monday, God's Awakening with Brother Tony, dedicated to divine masculinity. Every Tuesday, Science and Spirit of Sex, where we celebrate, educate, and facilitate sacred sex. Every Wednesday, Goddess Awakening, dedicated to divine femininity. Every Thursday, Ask Dr. Alsette, where you can get free mini spiritual and energy readings from world-renowned Dr. Alsette. Again, call in at 347-826-7901 and chime in. Schedule your full personal reading with Dr. Alsette by visiting www.drladiauset.com. That's drladiauset.com. Or call in at 720-620-2316 to schedule your full reading. Now take a breath, open your spirit, and let this in.
Peace and blessings, family. I am going to speak to you the rest of the commercials because they're old, and I keep forgetting to do them, and this is why I need Njeti. Let me make sure Njeti gets on the line today because we are okay. Sorry. If you want to get a reading, call me at 720-620-2316. You can schedule a personal private reading, and they are pretty, pretty cool to have one. But if you want to get a reading, go ahead and do that. Chakra class, I'm not going to do one in November. I'm going to do one in December. So if you want to sign up for a chakra class, if you were going to get a reading anyway, I suggest that you just take the chakra class because you get unlimited readings when you take that course with me. And it is so much fun, and it's only $150. It's $50 more than what you would have been paying for a for a reading anyway. While you are on the line, please make sure that your energy is right. Please check yourself. Please do not come on here with ill intention. Let me say that doing that and stopping in the moment, if you don't know the power of prayer and when you stop during your day to make your prayer, at least when you come on the line, please invoke peace, harmony, tranquility, and healing because we don't want that mess. And energy is transferable, yes, even through the phones. So let's go right into the topic tonight. Really the topic, how I scheduled the show, was sisters who accept less than behavior from men. And then when the relationship doesn't work out, send them on their way back into the community. Sorry, I had to take a drink of water. My throat is dry today, so please bear with me because I am stopping. No, I am healthy. That's what I'm going to say. I'm healthy. But I kind of wanted to tie it into what it means to be excellent. Okay, sisters, this is Goddess Awakening. You are on Goddess Awakening show every Wednesday, the longest running show that we've been doing here with Dr. Alsette. And I want to be really, really clear that I am a firm believer in divine femininity and the power of balance with masculinity more than anything, the sisterhood. Sisterhood being something that is incorporated and enforced, I am honored and blessed that my sisterhood, I got to show some love to one sister. I hope she's on the line. I know she has a dance team, but this sister is so incredibly feminine in what she has done in terms of my sisterhood with her. I'm about to tear up. What she has done in terms of sisterhood with her is she has demanded that I operate in excellence and exude femininity in ways that I've never, ever, ever, ever even thought that I would. And Sister Andrea, she has called me maybe once or twice, but she is a strong supporter of the show. And, God, I mean, really, since she's come in my life this year, I don't know where I would be, because she has been that kind of Allah bless me with a wonderful sister in this sisterhood. So, Joya, if you are on the line, now let's talk about that very excellent sisters. We will get into a space where, because we have studied and we know what goddesshood is, and we are exuding that in our walk, and we're studying, and we're reading, and we're doing the rituals, and we're doing all the things that we're supposed to do within our sisterhood and all of that. But then our men come around, right? The brothers come around, and we accept subpar nonsense, right? We talk about we a goddess or whatever, whatever, and we walk around, our locks is down our back. We know how to head wrap 20 different ways. We wearing the beads. We got the aux on. We got all this stuff, and that brother is sitting on the couch playing a video game and hasn't been a man to you, period. Period. But you say, oh, it's okay, because he's blossoming and he's growing and he's doing this and he's doing that and he got these dreams, girl, and he's going to do this. Listen, okay, I'm not even talking just particularly on the providing sense. Maybe he's not an adequate protector. Maybe he there's a picture that's viral right now, and it's a sister is walking on the outside on the sidewalk, and the brother is walking on the inside, and the street is near the woman. And it's small to people who don't understand protection, right? But it's huge, and it's a huge testimony on what type of behaviors we are accepting because we are afraid of saying we want excellence. So this is, it may be emotional excellence. Maybe that brother, maybe you have allowed this brother to be a mama's boy and to be spoiled and to be where you're not really engaged in him, and he's not even, there's no platform for him to be emotionally responsible to you, to himself, first of all, to himself, and then more importantly, in exchanging with you. You just are happy that there's a body right there, but you going and you doing your chants, and you got your, but he walking by you, disrupting you. He's doing all of this stuff. Maybe it's spiritually that you are not demanding that these brothers operate in excellence. Maybe they don't even pray. Whew, a brother that doesn't even pray. They may not even acknowledge how divine life is, or even try to give thanks to the Creator. They are so arrogant that they really think that everything that they have is a product of themselves. Okay? Spiritual, emotional, mentally. Does the brother read? You can be on your goddess all you want to, but when you can't have a dialogue about, baby, did you see what that cop did to that little girl, and it's about time for us to go to war. So you can't have that conversation because he's so consumed in the Michael Jordan store in Chicago that just opened, and he's looking online for flights to get to that store. You see what I'm saying? Mental, emotional, spiritual, financial protector. So, sisters, your goddesshood is also reflective of the relationships in your life. I'm going to be bold, and I'm gonna push some buttons. I know I'm gonna push some buttons, but I'm gonna be bold, and I'm gonna say that even outside of yourself, your goddesshood is really exuded by your relationships. Are you surrounded around excellence? Do you have excellence in your intimate relationship? Do you have excellence within your children? Do you have excellence within the way that you engage with your parents, within the way that you engage with your siblings, how you show up in the community? Is it excellent? And are you setting those standards? Now, see, what happens is you're going to be in your goddesshood, and eventually you're going to be too weird for the brother who isn't there, right? And that's okay. That's okay. That's cool. That's fine. But then you send him back into the community for the next sister to have to deal with him. So now a brother comes up into a goddess, you know, is engaged with a goddess. He don't know how to act. He ain't never even seen this before. He don't even, so all he is doing is becoming disruptive. See, when the sisterhood, see, y'all got to understand how important this sisterhood thing is. When the sisterhood is real, you will love for yourself what you love for your sister. Okay? Let me say that again. I'm going to say it backwards. You love for your sister what you love for yourself. I don't care which way you need to say it. The truth is that until you are ready to get in a space of excellence, and I'm talking about excellence where I am walking and I am not, I'm so confident in my own excellence that you, that your subpar almost doesn't count self won't even want to engage. See, when we collectively do that, sisters, guess what happens? Them brothers gonna collectively get their stuff together. And it is okay. It is okay to set the bar, because guess what? Especially, and I'm gonna say this strongly to the black community, especially to the brothers. See, brothers can reach it. That's why there's an attack on the black man in the first place, because he can reach excellence. And in fact, by the time once he reaches excellence, and he can undo the ideas that he's not supposed to be excellent, that European thinking, once he does that, him maintaining it becomes his regular, becomes his normal. But we have to stand and make it our normal first. Oh, I said, what you trying to say? That a man can't be excellent if a sister ain't? No, I'm not saying none of that. I'm saying that, sisters, we collectively are responsible for the state that we have allowed these men to treat us. I'm going to say real strongly, allowed these men to treat us. Yeah, the man is the head of the household. He's a degree above, all of that stuff. We still choose. We still choose. It's like it's the pimp game. We still choose. We still choose. So much that I just said it's like the pimp game. That in itself, we still choose. So until we can collectively say, you know what, I'm going to demand excellence. And if that means I'm going to be standing alone by myself for a second, that's okay. That's okay, because I need that purge to happen. I need all of this subpar, almost done count, sorry, whatever, individuals to remove themselves out of my way. Or I need them almost didn't count, subpar, sorry individuals to make a decision consciously and be better. And I guarantee, and I've seen both sides. I've seen the side where brothers, you could be in a relationship with a brother and the brother will say, oh, no, you weird. Wash my hands. I'm out this piece. You meditating and praying and stuff and doing all this chanting. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. But I've also seen the side where in a relationship, the sister is on her goddesshood and the brother says, you know what? I want to. Teach me. Where do I go? What do I listen to? What do I read? Who do I look up on YouTube? And those moments is when that's when you realize and you recognize why being a goddess is so divine. It's just attributes, you know what I'm saying? It's just the attributes. My attributes are all set. There might be the sister Andrea that I just was speaking about, her attributes are my eyes. You might be Sekhmet. You might be Nephthys. I don't know who it is. Just identify with that. It might not even be nobody. It might be just you making up some stuff. I don't care what it is. Your attribute of how you contribute to this sisterhood and what your goddess energy is, when you are able to aid in healing your community, that is when you can say, I'm on my goddesshood. Have you genuinely helped another sister be a better sister? Sister Andrea helped me all year, because Lord knows I've been tapping into her all year. Can you really say that you have seen a brother in his weakest, most vulnerable space and stood and was able to still ensure that he tapped into his godhood. Are you really able to do that? Do you recognize what the power, and you don't need an applause. You don't need a certificate for that. You don't need no, all you need to do is be willing to stand in your sisterhood and in your goddesshood, because even if I never speak to Andrea again, even if I never talk to her again, the impact that she had on my life is going to be so everlasting that her goddesshood will be exuded for the rest of my life and then some. If you never are with that mate, that's not true. I'm going to talk to her. I talk to her most times a day. But if there was a relationship, we talk about this all the time, that India Irie song, one of my favorite lines in that song, I mean, that song is one of my favorite songs, but in the truth, is even if it does last, it was just a blessing to know that I knew him at all. Are you able to be such an impact that the brothers that you were with, intimately and not intimately, will come full circle and say, you helped me be better? But see, we'll send these brothers off worse than the last. And I'm going to be real frank, and this is probably going to hurt some brothers' feelings. And that's all right, y'all get over it, because this show is for the sisters anyway. But let me tell you something. One of the reasons why I am happy and proud and have no regrets of the men that I have dealt with, because all of them have grown. They grew with me, through me, away from me, and continue. And they're better men. And I'm not saying that to all the praise goes to the Creator, but I know I was a vessel in their path. And they are now better beings. So whoever they went off and married or got with or whatever, you know, for a long time I thought that was my job. I thought I was supposed to just prepare brothers, get them ready, get them right for the right sisters. And then they would go along on their merry way and leave me alone. Right? For a long time I had this thinking pattern that the reason why I can't keep a relationship is because these men are supposed to go through basic training of godhood with me, and then they go out into the world and then they do that. So what began was my sisterhood commitment of saying whoever the next woman is that this man is with, he is going to be quadruple better. Because I love for my sister what I love for myself. That don't mean I'm going to share mine. That don't mean that I'm going to – I feel a Leo. That doesn't mean that you have to go share it. And if you do, if that's the thing, whatever, there ain't no judgment over here. But I'm just saying, when you love for yourself what you love for your sister and vice versa, you will begin to understand the commitment to community becomes stronger, broader, harder, and our men will rise to excellence. And I'm going to say this, too. You know, they talk about all this stuff about black men aren't there, but the CDC, if you are unaware, the CDC had a statistic come out that show. I see you on the line. Well, I'm going to open up the line in about 10 minutes, so I'll open up the line in 10 minutes. Stay with your hands up. If you want to get on the line, I do speak. We have a lot of people on the line tonight. If you want to get on the line, go ahead and press 1, and I will open up the lines in 10 minutes. But the CDC did a report on fatherhood, and black men are the best fathers. White men suck. Hispanic men suck. Asian men suck. I mean, it's a large gap, like 15% gap in how excellent black fathers are. So we did a complete shift turnaround, and you mean to tell me that the sisters don't have something to do with that? You mean to tell me that the sisters don't have nothing to do with, we going to do this, and we not raising no statistics, boo. We got to do this together. That takes cooperation. Not to take away saying that being a father is just what you should be doing. I'm not at all. I'm not speaking about the manhood. I'm not speaking about fatherhood. I'm not a man. I don't have a penis. I don't want to. I'm talking to the sisters. Sisters, we contributed to that. And rightfully so, our babies deserve their daddy. And that's excellent. That's excellent. I don't have to be with you. to be able to ensure excellence is exchanged between the both of us. See, we get so caught up in allowing these men to be less than because we're coddling them. We're not raising men. No. You are demanding excellence. You know what? I'm going to open up the line early because so many people on the line. I'm going to open up the line early. 786, you're on the line. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. Hi, my name is Samantha, and I really want to thank you for this topic tonight because I really need to hear it. And I think a lot of us black women need to hear this because I know I have felt that the same way you did, where I was really good at basically taking care of the person I was with, and then he leaves me, and then he's better off with someone else. And I'm like, at first I didn't understand it, but I started to see, you know what, maybe this was a reason for this not working out. Mm-hmm. And hopefully when I do meet that person that is right for me and we can grow together, I guess it would all make sense. I guess I know it's a weird thing. I mean, I haven't felt that. I've recently went through something where I'm just like, you know what, I was a fool for even letting this person come into my life, but you know what, I'm going to let it go, and hopefully he knows next time to treat a woman the way she should be treated.
I'm gonna get transparent and vulnerable with you. What's your name again?
Samantha.
Samantha, I'm gonna get transparent with you. When I was going through that, I had to recognize that there is something in me that is already excellent. There is something that and I think all of us are capable of this, but some of us just are courageous enough to walk in their excellence without even knowing that it's excellent. And I got to a space where I said, you know what, the reason why I'm going through this is because, with all that being said, I'm still not demanding excellence. I'm getting the best of the bottom feeders, but I'm still not demanding excellence. And it is a insecurity within myself of, oh, but I would just, then I'll never have anybody. That was my thought, you know, then I'll never have anybody. And and let me be clear, because I'm married now, so, and it's excellent than ever, but it took me saying, I'm going to refrain. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to, and it still requires that work. So I'm going to challenge you and say, you know, get to where your excellence is your discipline. Your excellence is because, you know, those of us who go through that are usually because we're already operating in excellence. We just haven't identified it as excellence yet. So once we get to a space where we can identify that it's excellent, then we say, I got to go a step higher. I got to go to extra excellence. And so if excellence is our normal, then extra excellence, I need to, if I can see you're not extra excellent, I can't fool with you. We could be friends. We could be, you know, I could be a support. You could be a support. But I don't need to let you into my intimate space. And then what happens is you restrict. And it becomes like a bubble, and you're able to expand within yourself. And until it's ready to pop, and it's not going to be ready to pop until that person brings that extra excellence. And you'll attract it. You'll begin to attract. You'll start feeling their energy coming to you before you even meet them. You know what I mean? And it's now I'm definitely telling you this new in this. I'm newly married. I'm new. Like, I'm new in this. Oh, this is what I was doing. So I'm new in that, but I'm sharing. Just in this year, I learned that about myself. Like, I learned, dang, I'm already in excellence, and maybe I should have been in extra excellence, and that's why I keep having this situation where these men just go away to be good to somebody else. And they were good to me, too. Let me say that, too. As good as it could be. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It really, really does. And I really needed to hear that message, and I really needed to hear this show today, because I really was beating myself up earlier about why I was letting something or someone that I knew I shouldn't have been with or even associated with get me to that point.
I went on a, so I just recently, let me tell you how funny, such is life. Earlier in the year, I was engaged and very quickly realized, oh, I'm not about to marry you. And so decided not to get married, went our separate ways, and then all of a sudden I'm married, right? So, of course, the what in the world are you doing? Those conversations come up, especially in the sisterhood. Look, brothers too, especially in the sisterhood, though. What's going on with you out there? What are you doing? And you move into a space where you recognize your extra excellence, and when you give it that discipline, time and the pace, it's not even real. And when I took the step of saying, I'm going to refrain from sex, I'm not going to engage with any man on any intimate level unless they are deemed worthy in extra excellence, which was hard to meet. And then once you do, everything just melts into place. And it's almost like you feel like it's a reward for finally getting it. Like, duh, why didn't you do this 5 years ago? You know what I'm saying? Or why didn't you do this? And so if I can give any space of saying trust in the Creator's plan, the Creator is the best of planners, trust that the Creator is going to guide you exactly how you need to be guided, but you must show up first. And show up not like your homegirls may show up. Because you might be looking at your homegirls like, why y'all got somebody? Y'all have crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get why you got somebody. And you have to realize that you have to show up in extra excellence, which means restraint, which means discipline, which means honoring, which means really going inside of yourself and connecting with God and really, really allowing God to lead whatever the relationship or whatever it's supposed to be. So as your sister, I'm going to hold you accountable to that and hold you accountable to extra excellence because you deserve it, because you deserve it. Your spirit is beautiful. Your energy is so, your energy, you have wisdom beyond your years. You're able to, I don't know if this is your first time listening to the show, but I'm a reader, so that's what I'm picking up on. It's just you have it in you, so allow that to blossom and do that work.
Thank you. I mean, that was part of the reason why I was beating myself up, because up until recently I was celibate for a year and a half, and then I obviously didn't keep with that individual, and I was really disappointed in myself, and I just had to pray, cry, and get it out and just say, you know what, obviously I didn't do something that I knew I shouldn't have done, but I'll just start over and just go back to what I was doing, like keeping myself focused on better and not allowing people that really were not worthy of all of me into my circle or into my world.
And we fall short, you know. Forgive yourself, dude. You got it. I mean, you have the wisdom. So go be extra excellent. You deserve it.
Thank you so much.
You can stay on the line. I'm just going to mute you. All right, family. Some people be dead. Okay. Yes, extra excellence. Do not be afraid of being extra excellent. And don't be afraid of demanding our men to be extra. And is it really a demand, though? This is what I really want you to get by, because sometimes that male ego and the male pride is the reason why we don't require that excellence. Sometimes it is the intimidation factor that the brother he's super strong and we don't want him to, or he's not super strong. It could be the opposite, and you don't want to bruise his ego or whatever it may be. Well, I'm going to say to you, even if you hurt somebody with the truth, giving them the truth is always the best option. Do not allow these brothers to think that their behaviors are acceptable, because when it's not acceptable and we continue to go on with it for 2, 3, 4 years, and then we know that the relationship isn't the relationship we should be in, we leave the relationship, and now this brother has gotten these habits that things are okay to do, and he goes into the next sister, and he's going through a whole other cycle. When you could, we have to see sisters within the sisterhood. We can't be selfish. We can't be selfish. We have to say, whoever you wind up with, I wish and I pray that she is a divine being. And I intend to see you being in your greatness. I don't, you know, sometimes just to see wishing bad on the brothers when they leave you, baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I guess I get it, that emotional stuff will have you doing whatever, but we have to be excellent. When we're demanding excellence of others, it can only be because we're demanding excellence of ourselves. When you know what you deserve and you know what you do not deserve, you can clearly say, you know what, I don't deserve to be talked to like that. I don't deserve to be treated like this. I don't deserve. You can say it. It's one thing to say it, but can you actually live it and say, you're going to have to get some acts right, brother. Because in this society, in a patriarchal paradigm, we as women always getting told what we need to do for men, right? Men are always quick, all these patriarchal men are so quick to, you're the woman, so you should be A, B, C, D, E, F, G, the whole alphabet in double, triple letters, what a woman should be, what a woman should be doing. But the moment that we say, well, brother, you need to be doing A, B, C, and D, it is so rejected, and we have gotten used to that rejection, that instead of even bringing the truth to these brothers, I'm even going to go on a vibration that nobody is probably thinking of. Even when it comes to your sexual encounters, if you have a brother who is, you know, choking you in lovemaking, and you know you don't like to be choked, and you're not saying nothing, you're robbing that brother the opportunity of being better. And so when you are taking that opportunity away from him, because when you say, you know what, I do not like being choked, don't do that, you can go into the reasons why, that's, you know, all the pain and that, and making love just doesn't make sense to me. You can do whatever, but what it does is it taps into his intuitiveness. And so then he might go away from you and y'all never see each other again, but he will at least take heed that, dang, I thought women like this. And now he's going to pay more attention to that, to the next woman he's with, saying, let me see, do you mind? Because he's not going to want to be offensive. Something as small as choking during sex, something as small as go brush your teeth because your breath stank, whatever it might be, sisters, we have to say that we're going to demand the excellence, because when they go away from you, because if you're with somebody that isn't being excellent and you know they're not, when he's away from you, he's going to go to the next sister doing the same thing, because no one has had the courage to correct him. Excellence requires courage. If y'all write something down, write that down. For everybody who takes notes, everybody who says they are excellent, it requires courage. You have to be excellent in conflict. You have to be excellent in healing. You have to be excellent in love. You have to be excellent in business. You have to be excellent. This is courage. You have the courage to say that you're worth it, to say that your life deserves it. And until you are able, excuse me, until you are able to fully incorporate your excellence, you will be stagnant and frustrated with the state of your life. Excellence requires openness to change. Excellence requires that you understand the power of vulnerability, that you understand why you need, and that, and for those of us who operate on extra excellence, that extra excellence, it requires such a depth of connectivity to the Creator and the community at the same time, because you know that everything that you do has to be a contributing factor. Can you imagine living a life where you know you can't do, even the frivolous things that you do is a contributing factor? Now, here's the real secret. That goes for everybody. Everybody is equal in that. Everybody has accessibility to excellence and extra excellence. It's just, do you have the courageous heart? Do you have the disciplined mind? Do you have the blinder commitment to your excellence, that if that means you stand by yourself, you all right? Because you understand that the Creator is going to provide you the tools that you need. You're never really by yourself. Even if that means that your mate or your partner or the sisters that you're looking for, everybody's just getting their stuff together before you meet and convene. When you recognize that you are always in alignment with the rest of everybody else, and you always play a role, and you always play, there's no such thing as that. If that were the case, we all would have our own separate earth, and we all would be doing our own separate earth by ourselves. And that's not what happens. What happens is that there are billions of us on this planet, and all of us can be traced back to the microchondrial DNA of this one African woman. Everybody on the planet. How divine is that? How divine is it? Sorry, y'all, I had to take another drink. I apologize. If there's anybody else on the line that wants to get in, go ahead and press 1, because I know I'm kind of going in tonight. But if you do want to get on the line, go ahead and press 1. If you have any questions, any concerns, any of that, let me tell you, my sisterhood, I belong to a few sisterhoods and goddesses. And the links, you know, sometimes I link everybody together, and sometimes everybody links us all together. For the most part, there are a few sisters that I know are in my immediate circle, right? And this sisterhood is so strong and so powerful that we have actually been through. And I'm going back to Drea. I'm on Drea today, but we have actually gone through instances where men, in a very immature way, attempting to play and pit us against one another. Our sisterhood is so strong that we can step back and say, hold on, let's really examine this. Let's really see what this is. And let's really make sure that we are loving for ourselves what we love for our sisters. Is this brother really someone who is worthy, and does he operate in excellence or extra excellence for us to even be exposing ourselves to him together? I'm going to say that again, together. Because I really don't know. There's privacy, of course. I have a private area, right, of course. But only in the sisterhood, sisters, this is Goddess Awakening, brothers, I'm not talking to you. Only in the sisterhood can you really, we be getting mad at our men, right? We be getting mad at our men because I just want him to accept me for all of who I am. And I just want him to get who I am. How in the world is a penis supposed to understand a vagina? It's not going to happen. The only thing he knows how to do and the only thing he knows how to master is to balance you. And quite frankly, you should not want a brother who can relate to you that deeply, because that becomes questionable. You should never be coming out of your state of balance for me, brother. Ever. Ever. Even with masculine compassion, if a brother showed me, I really don't mean to laugh, but if a brother shows you the same type of compassion and he is reacting in the same way that you do, now that doesn't mean that the brothers are not in tune with their femininity. That doesn't mean that the brothers are not in tune with their masculinity, which balances them to make them. I'm talking about sisters be mad because men don't get women's brain, hormones, functionality. They're not supposed to. They're men. Only in the sisterhood, only in the sisterhood is where you're going to find that true, true full. Let me take my bra, let me take my socks off, let me get comfortable, let me do up. Only in the sisterhood, women can understand women. Why are we trying to beg these men to get who we are? I don't need you to get who I am. I need you to get who I am to you, but I don't need you to get to know my entity. I don't need that from you because I got my sisterhood, and my sisterhood holds me down. When I need to cry, go off, do all of this stuff, I don't have to bring that to my mate all the time, because 9 times out of 10, if it's from him, he's not going to understand it anyway. And I'm not saying that he won't be compassionate. I'm not saying he's not going to be loving. I'm not saying that he's not going to listen. I'm not saying any of those things. But he's coming from masculinity. So in the sisterhood, and so when we get into a space in our sisterhood where we say we love for ourselves what we love for our sisters on every single level, sisterhood is not confined to just the people you know. It might be, I'm going to send this brother off to be a better brother in excellence to some random sister across the country, and I don't care, because I love for my sister what I love for myself. And what happens is we raise the elevation of our community. We get higher collectively, because the men, here's another thing, sisters, brothers, if you're listening, accept it. We got that good-good. We got that good-good. So just like I told Sister Samantha who called in, when you decide to say, I'm not giving you my good-good, I'm not giving nobody my good-good until they are deemed excellent or extra excellent, you don't get no good-good. Sorry, you don't get the good-good. If we collectively did it, I just made a status about this. If we made November, no Yoni November, do you know that in 30 days of November, the entire community is going to heal? Just try it. I'm telling you, because you will be able to expose the brothers who are not excellent. You will be able to expose the men who are excellent. Oh well, I say they just gonna wait till November to do whatever. That's cool. They can do whatever they want to, as long as for the whole month of November you operating on excellence and you understand that's the trend that is to be expected. And go into December 2, whatever you got to do. But if you did it just for 30 days, if we collectively as a sisterhood close our legs, stop giving access to these men, to our most sacred, our sacred men. Listen, do you understand how important your body is as a woman, especially black women? Do you understand how important your body is as a woman? Oh. Y'all be making me go, Lord, y'all be making me go out. I'm passionate because I love black women, because I love women, because I want for my sister what I want for myself, because I want my community to heal, because I want us to be excellent, because I want us to be extra excellent. So that requires courage. That requires saying, this is the standard, meet it. That requires everything that we do to be divine. Everything. Oh, I just want to take one day where I ain't doing nothing. Okay. Do that. Don't do nothing, but at least make it productive. Why are you not doing nothing? Because the next 6 days you got to be swamped? Because you're praying? Because you're meditating? Because you're getting inside yourself? Make it productive. Okay, fine. But when you operate in everything that you do has to be excellent, excellence comes. And it's really easy. Y'all, I got to take a drink. Hold on. I hope I'm not gulping as loud as it sounds to me. I hope it's really not that loud because I do not mean to I do not mean to be in your ear like that. I'm just my throat. I'm trying to nurse my throat. I'm sorry, y'all. Going back to excellence. Yes, sisters, stop being anti-sisterhood. Stop being against the sisterhood. And then start holding the sisterhood into that very same excellence, too. Listen, if you don't operate on excellence, you're not coming into my ritual sisterhood. You're not coming into my higher level sisterhood. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. If you still want some messy stuff and we still got to purge you to get you to understand that black women are beautiful or that our sisterhood will work with other sisterhoods that may not be black, if you still got issues with womanhood as a woman and you are still afraid to say that I am a proud vagina person, if you still, then within the sisterhood, we have to make sure that we are demanding the sisters in the sisterhood to excellence. We have to make sure that we are saying, we are identifying the sisters who are extra excellent and saying, don't forget you extra excellent, so don't come around here and talk about that lower, I'm not feeling it today. No. We have a planet, a universe to heal. And it starts with the sisterhood. We're the first teachers, first nurturers, the first feeders, the first changing of the diaper. We are the first. Everybody on this planet came through a woman. Everybody. Do you understand that power? And you think it's okay to just give that power and give that sacredness to anybody who isn't even worthy? Come on, sisters, we got to do better. And we got to have the courage to call each other out. We have to have the courage to distinguish. I had another post a couple days ago, and I had gotten invited to a show, be on the show, and they are bashing black men, not understanding that putting that energy out there makes it's alive. It becomes alive, right? So I hang up. I choose not to do the show. I say I'm not participating in anything. First of all, I have two black boys. I have a father. I have a husband who are all black, okay? And I refuse to participate in something that is anti them. And don't say that this is a goddess show. You can't claim that you got attributes of the Most High in any way, but you don't know how to use them, but you know how to complain about everything else. That's not God level. I don't think I ever heard any attribute of the Creator referring to, oh, but you guys just don't pay child support. I just have never. When you're operating on your goddesses, you understand your alignment and you understand everything happens for a reason. And we sit up here complaining about these brothers, but we still accepting this subpar treatment instead of demanding excellence. And they'll do it, not in the sense of following. And then, I mean, it is because we got that good. It is following the good. But even if so, if we know we possess that. If you know that you have a man who's driven by that, not all men are driven by that, but some men are. If you know you have a man who's driven by your good, make that good bring him to the Creator and be excellent. There's nothing wrong with that. See, sisters, within the sisterhood, we have taken on European ego trips. And so we want it to be us. Oh, it's because of me. No, you're just a vessel, boo. You're just a test. You're just a part of the journey. And at the end of it all, this is going to be you. Just you. Just him. At least give him some tools to be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? I don't know. You can buy a used car, but you keep it in good shape because you know that you're going to want to get a new car later. So you keep your payments up, you wash it, you clean it, keep the oil changed, the tires set, blah, 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 all the car stuff. Boy, I don't. But you do all of that stuff, right? And when you take it back to the dealership, even though it's been used, even though you put more miles on it, it still looks good. It's still workable. It's still doable. It might even be better because maybe you adorned it and got some rims on it. Maybe you put a better speaker system in it. Right? Maybe you and you gave it back and you got something even better, but the person who got that car that you turned in is ecstatic because it's exactly what they wanted at the price that they wanted, just how they wanted it. Such is true with these brothers and them going through the sisterhood. We so caught up, sisters, we have gotten so caught up that we really will stop a connection because of another sister. That's broken sisterhood. That don't got nothing to do with that man. If you dated an ex of mine and you're in the sisterhood, I don't care because I know I contributed and ensured there's some excellence that's going to happen, and it's beyond me. I'm not with that dude. I'm not with that sister. Have at it because you might be the person that they're meant to be with. We have taken on possession and in a European way, and ego in a European way, and all of these things are such as these Eurocentric programs, and how we're supposed to operate, and it doesn't make any sense. So you mean to tell me I'm supposed to miss out on my soulmate because I've gone to lunch with this sister four times in the past 20 years? Get out of here. Sisterhood first. I love for my sister what I love for myself. If that brother was good for me once upon a time, guess what? I hope he's great for you right now because it didn't work for us. But that doesn't mean that brother's a bad brother. These strange, that's loyalty. No, it is not. No, it is not. Loyalty is to ensuring that, no, it's not. It's just not. It's just not. Now I'm not talking about, you know, the whole, you're my best friend. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about within the sisterhood and you know of. Okay? Let me be real clear about that. I'm not talking about the bridesmaid of your wedding 2 months after y'all get divorced and then she's with your ex-husband. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in collective community and collective sisterhood. I can feel the energy. Y'all got, woo, y'all done been through that, huh? Your friend that took your man or something, or you was the friend that took the man, whatever. I'm just playing. It's just jokes. Okay, we are going to close out the show. If there's no one else on the line who wants to say anything, thank you, everybody who's on the line. I see all the text messages that have been coming in. I did not read them because I was in the zone today, but I saw them coming in. So to everyone who is listening online or calling in on the phone, thank you for supporting. I love you guys. This is a really good show. Tomorrow, last show of the week, I will be doing, it's already Thursday. I will be doing free mini spiritual and energy readings. So call in. You know the lines get full fast. You want to make sure that you get in and you press one as soon as you get in because I do a teachable lesson and then I open up the calls and it's just first come, first serve. Chakra class, December, I will start doing promo for that on Sunday. Make sure that you are signed up. And hopefully I get commercials done. I'm going to get commercials done tonight so that we can stop having old commercials on. I love y'all. Be well, be well, be well. 720-620-2316 if you want to schedule your personal reading.